Ang mga seremonyang welcome to country ay isinasagawa ng mga traditional custodians. Sila ay ang mga angka ng Aboriginal people na siyang tinaguri ang una at nag-alaga ng bansang Australia, bago pa man ang nangyaring kolonisasyon. Si Rhoda Roberts, na isang SBS elder in residence, ang lumikha ng terminong welcome to country taong 1980s upang makabuo ng modernong paraan para maihatid ang pagtanggap.
The welcome to country is done by those custodians from that land base that you're on, or indeed the elders of that community.
Ang welcoming o pagtanggap ay karaniwang ginagawa sa pamamagitan ng talumpati, sayaw o kaya sa pamamagitan ng tinatawag na smoking ceremony. Samantala, si Jody Barlow, na isang Ngunnawal elder mula Canberra Region, tinuturuan ang mga tao sa kahalagahan ng welcome to country.
Being welcome to country means that you are talking to your spiritual ancestors and you're saying, just let this person come through. We trust that they're not going to do any harm on this country, so do not harm them. So for me, the significance of being welcome to country is about ensuring your spiritual safety. When I walk onto another First Nations country, I look to be welcomed so that I feel that the spirits are okay with me being there. Because they're still with us. They're in the animals, they're in the trees.
Ang terminong country ay kumakatawan sa ilang komplikadong mga ideya. Ginagamit ito para ilarawan ang lupain, mga daanan ng tubig at kalangitan, ngunit naglalaman din ito ng ideya sa buhay, pamilya at koneksyon.
I guess it's the energy that I feel when I'm on country. When I'm not here, there's something missing from my life. It's also a connection with my ancestors because Aboriginal people have oral history and country contains those stories. So when I'm on country, I feel that connection.
Bilang CEO ng Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations, ipinapaabot ni Paul Payton bilang Gunai at Munaro man mula Southeastern Australia. Hindi kahit sino lang ang pwedeng magsagawa ng welcome to country. Ito ay isinasagawa ng traditional custodians ng lupain kung saan ka makikipagpulong. Kadalasan sila ay kilalang grupo na traditional owner ng isang partikular na lugar.
Traditional owners are connected to a particular place or country, and it's really important that we honor that connection and that relationship that traditional owners hold with that piece of land or that cultural landscape, and to hear directly from traditional owners about their connection, about the importance of caring for country and their aspirations for their communities going forward is really important to acknowledge and recognize that enduring connection of thousands of generations.
Sa ilang bahagi ng bansa, ang traditional custodians ay kilala. Subalit sa ibang lugar, ang pagtukoy sa mga custodians ay nangangailangan pa ng ilang pananaliksik, lalo na kung hindi pa sila pormal na kinikilala.
There are many ways to find out who the traditional owners are. There'll be ways to find out via websites, government organizations, local government councils that exist all across Australia will often have a connection with the traditional owners.
Makakatulong din kung makikipag-ugnay sa inyong local Aboriginal Land Council o Aboriginal Health Organizations para ituro sa tamang direksyon. Samantala, ang acknowledgement of country ay isa pang mahalagang welcoming speech na ginagawa sa simula ng mga pagpupulong at kaganapan. At ipinaliwanag ni Rhoda Roberts ang kaibahan nito sa welcome to country.
An acknowledgement of country can be done by all of us. Black and white, wherever we come from, it's us showing that we have an awareness of the land and respect for it, and that we're visiting someone else's land and we're paying respect. So acknowledgement is recognizing that you might be working or living on a place that's not the place you come from, but that's okay, you still belong to it and you're going to acknowledge and thank the custodians and elders.
Gayunpaman, sabi ni Jody Barlow, kapag naghahanda ng sariling acknowledgement of country, maaaring gamitin ulit ang gawa ng script. Subalit, dapat isaalang-alang na mas mabigat ang dalang mensahe kapag sarili mong gawa at galing sa puso. Walang template o itinakdang salita na dapat sundin sa paggawa ng acknowledgement. Ngunit, maraming online resources na makakatulong para sa paghanda ng maayos na acknowledgement of country na talumpati. At napakahalaga itong gawin na may layunin.
And do that not as a last minute thing. not by rote, but actually plan it as part of your whole event. And it's inclusive right from the start, not just as an afterthought. That is a mark of respect.
Dagdag naman ni Carolee Harding na isang SBS Indigenous lead, huwag kalimutang isama sa talumpati ang country kung saan ka nakikipagpulong at gamitin ang traditional name o kanilang pangalan. Palaging banggitin ang pangalan ng traditional custodian kung sila ay pormal na kinikilala at magbigay galang sa mga elders o matatanda ng nakaraan, kasalukuyan at ng mga umuusbong.
I perform acknowledgement of countries in many ways in my life, and I do so on air at SBS Radio, at work for meetings, and also in other settings in the community as well. It holds a very special significance for me as an Aboriginal woman. It's so important that I acknowledge the Aboriginal land which I am working on. It actually enables me to share with others whose land we are on the knowledge of the traditional owners and acknowledge them.
Dagdag paliwanag ni Paul Payton. Kung hindi malinaw kung sino ang mga traditional owners, makabubuting magbigay ng pagkilala sa mga traditional owners sa pangkalahatan.
It's always best to use your best endeavors to find out the name of the traditional owners whose country you're on. If it's contested country, that's also something that needs to be acknowledged. Sometimes there are many groups who assert an interest in a particular part of country, and that's really important to understand. If there haven't been recognition through formal recognition structures, then there may be multiple groups that have an interest in that area.
Pahabol na payo ni Carolee Harding, ang pinakamaganda at puno ng paggalang na hakbang na dapat gawin ay subukang magbigay ng acknowledgement.
Go ahead and be positive and do an acknowledgement of country, as it's one positive thing I think we should all be doing to pay our respects to the local custodians of the land.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Companioni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.